From Elsewhere with Love, Chapter 6.
"I don't know," said the Great.
"What do you mean you don't know? You were supposed to follow her."
"Damn it, I'm not one of your agents. I have a very specific skill. It's my specialty, and I'm good at it. But I'm not a spook. I'm not good at trailing people all over the damn city. And while we're at it, we need to talk about my pay. My typical job is a quick hit and gone. This is taking a lot of my time."
"Oh no," LaDasha thought. "I'm losing him. How much do you need?"
"Depends. How long does this need to go on?"
"You know the plan. Once they've met, it should be over quickly."
"I want my normal pay, multiplied by the number of days this takes." LaDasha made a quick calculation.
"I'll have to go back to my employer. I don't have that kind of money."
"You do that."
"But you think she got the device last night?"
"I think so. I didn't see her come back last night, but she's in her room."
"I know that. Do you know where he is?"
"Yes, I trailed him last night to a small hotel. He's there."
"Stay on him. I'll watch her."
"Will do."
"And Phalion, I know this isn't what you do. I'll make sure it's worth your while, okay?"
Next time get a spook to do your legwork. Or do it yourself." The day was overcast. She had begun to wonder if it ever rained here. But even if the clouds didn't produce, at least they would block the damn sun. She took a taxi to the restaurant they'd first visited and ordered breakfast. Sarosh showed up a few minutes later and ordered the same. The restaurant wasn't completely empty, but there were few enough that no one was within earshot.
"And?" he asked over his dark chocolate.
She smiled.
"Everything checks out."
The Red Guard's face relaxed. "Told you so. I'm going to meet her today, in person. There's a caravan leaving for Cyrodiil tomorrow morning, just west of town."
"That should be perfect. Khajiits?"
"Mostly, but there's plenty of other races, too. Everyone prefers to travel in a group across the border. Raids aren't common, but they still happen sometimes." She nodded. The ancient tradition of trading by caravan had still not completely died out for the Khajiits, but it was fading. However, traveling in large groups still had obvious advantages. It wasn't the fastest mode of travel, but it was the safest.
"One thing. Before we go, do you mind going back to that alley with me? I'd like to have one more look around."
"Sure," Sarosh said, downing the last of his morning drink. "Lead on." They got to the alley where the fight had been. It was deserted now, of course. She saw the bloodstains at the back of the alley, pretty much just as she'd expected. Then she looked up towards the building on the left. 3 stories, a pretty far distance.
"Hold these,"
she said to Sarosh, and took off her shoes, and handed him her gun from where she kept it concealed, strapped around her thigh under her skirt. Her outfit wasn't really made for climbing, but it would have to do. She hiked the skirt up over her hips and began to climb. "Nice," came the expected response. "But pink?"
"Shut it, soldier. You're lucky I'm not going commando."
"Am I?" Sarosh said. She scaled the wall with ease, then stepped over the ridge at the top. The roof was nearly flat. Only a slight angle allowed the water to run off to the edge where it drained out. Pretty standard. It wasn't yet too hot, and the tar wasn't sticky yet. She looked around and over the edge until she felt she was fairly sure she stood near where the gunman must have been. Then she looked around. She wasn't sure exactly what she was looking for. The footprints in the tar could have been from anyone, but they didn't look very old. The tread was deep. New shoes. Probably human, though that was hard to be sure of. And then something caught her eye. A small bit of metal shining a few feet to one side. She dropped to look at it before picking it up. It looked like Dwemer metal. Just a small cylinder, empty. She recognized what it must be instantly, though. She pocketed it and climbed back down the wall. She handed it to Sarosh. "Dwemer metal for sure, but reworked," he said definitively. "I used to do metalwork. This is impressively done, though."
Do you know what it is?
Rajira asked as she put her shoes back on. Not a clue. Hollow. Looks like it used to hold something.
It did. It's a shell casing for a bullet.
So it was a gun.
I don't think there was ever any doubt of that,
Rajira said as they walked out of the alley.
But it's not an Elsewhere design. We use steel.
Everyone does. Dwemer metal is getting hard as hell to find anymore.
It's a sure bet Hammerfell wouldn't use it. But everyone?
No, not everyone. The Dominion. She nodded.
I think so.
What the hell does the Dominion have to do with this?
I don't know, but...
Suddenly something hit her in the jaw. Hard. Very, very hard. She went down stunned. Vaguely she was aware of shouting and a struggle, but everything was blurry. She tried to clear her head, but it was slow. She saw a shape in front of her. It resolved into a face, one she recognized.
Detective Royan,
she said on the ground and still trying to shake it off. Rajira, he said with spite. How's that jaw feel? It was more her cheek, but she wasn't going to argue. She glanced to where Sarosh was laying on the pavement. She looked up and down the street. No one was around. The detective pulled her back into the alley, out of sight. You cost me my job, bitch. Killed my partner and got me fired. Feeling proud of yourself?
Listen, you gotta know I didn't.
He kicked her in the thigh. She let out a scream. No one answered, but the man looked around. He wasn't sure. Then he pulled a blade out of his pocket. No one's going to help you now, Cat. Looks like it's just you, me, and my little cat skinner. The smile on his face scared her, but she still couldn't get her body to work properly. She was helpless. I want to hurt you first, Cat, but I haven't the time.
I didn't kill him, damn it.
Sure you did, Cat. I was there, remember? He said and knelt on her chest. She tried beating at him, tearing at him with her claws, but it had no effect. He grabbed her hair and pulled her head back, exposing her throat. It wasn't the first time in her life she was scared to death, but it never got any easier. She struggled with all the energy she had, but he was too heavy and too strong. She spat at him, but he didn't even stop to wipe it off. She saw the blade approach, and she screamed as loud as she could. It didn't even slow. For the second time in as many days, a sound like thunder exploded in her ears. Unlike the last time, though, she felt the hot blood cover her as the body thumped atop her, the knife clattering away. She pushed him off with her hands, though they felt like clubs, but she was breathing hard, and it wasn't just due to the effort. She'd expected to die, and she was literally shivering with fear. Her eyes were wild as she looked around. She saw Sarosh struggling to stand, her gun in his hand. Come on, Raj, we've got to move. He got to his feet and managed to help her up. Her body was beginning to work again, but she was still trembling. She looked at Sarosh and then back to the body of Rowan, and then down at herself. She was a red mess. They looked up and down the street. There were some people looking around a few blocks away, but no one nearby. Sarosh helped Rajira take off her shirt and skirt and put his own shirt around her. She fumbled at the buttons but couldn't get her fingers to work right. Sarosh helped her button it up, then wrapped her old clothes inside out so the blood wouldn't show, and they walked as calmly as they could back towards the hotel. Just a shirtless man and a Khajiit in pink panties. There was no one at the desk, so they went back to his room.
The same room?
Rajira asked. He nodded. Lay down, Raj. You've had a tough morning. She did as he suggested, and he lay down beside her.
No funny business, she managed.
No, Raj, no funny business. She looked at his eyes. They were normal eyes, not dark, not handsome. His face wasn't chiseled, and his hair wasn't shoulder length. He didn't even have any fur unless you counted that fuzz on his chest. But right now he struck her as the most handsome man she had ever seen. She kissed him, but he pulled away. Stow it, soldier, he said.
Sorry, I'm a little overcome.
Yes, you are. Just relax, okay?
Thank you, Sarosh.
You'd have done the same for me, I'm sure.
The inspector's going to be pissed.
Yeah, probably, he said. But he put his arm around her neck and pulled her to him.
His chest was hairy and he was still sweating from the fight, and yet she did feel better.
Rajira, I can't stay in the city any longer. Once you've got better, I've got to go.
She nodded. She had at least some immunity here as an unofficial representative of Elsewhere. He was a nobody, and now he was a murderer of an ex-secret police member. He did have to leave.
The caravan? She asked.
Yes, I'll meet you there. I'll get the message to Romanov before I leave. Suddenly she relaxed, as if something in her head had finally relented from being tensed up for too long. Her eyes drooped and she stared blankly at his chest.
Good night, Rajira. Sleep for a bit, he said, and she did just that, feeling his chest rise and fall against her cheek. She felt safe.